My fellow Americans and patriots all across this great nation and all across the globe. God bless you guys. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. I hope everyone enjoyed their weekends with their loved ones. So today I am going to dig into this COVID-19. The debate continues. Pfizer literally just approved it. I mean, it was just approved by the FDA. So is this a motivation to start taking the vaccine? Is this a good motivation to start taking the vaccine since now the FDA has approved it? I'm still against the wall. I'm still trying to realize and I'm still trying to grasp all this that's going on. I will tell you, and this is from my perspective, I don't want to be that guy that sits back and says, damn, I never took the vaccine. And then I get really, really sick and I end up being one of those stories that you hear about that he dies. You know, I have kids. And I have families that I love, you know, my family that I love very, very much. And, we're in a tough situation because, I mean, again, the vaccine is there. But I will tell you something that I have noticed. Every single person, there's people on my block. I mean, it's getting pretty bad. This is getting pretty, pretty bad because there's five people in my block right now that have COVID-19. My block is being infested by COVID-19. Everyone is getting it. But one thing that I have noticed from every single person that has gotten it is that they're all vaccinated. Not one of them is not vaccinated, which I find to be extremely odd. I find it to be extremely odd because you would expect the ones that are, I mean, at least from what the news is saying, the ones that are getting vaccinated are the ones that are not. The ones that are getting the virus and the hospitalizations are for the people that are not taking the vaccine. But at least based on the numbers I've done just on my block, the majority of people, if not all of them, that have gotten COVID are vaccinated. So yeah, so I'm kind of in the if about it, whether or not I'm going to take it. I don't think I am as of this moment, but I can tell you there's some interesting things that I think that we should jump on, some topics and some things that there's so much that's going on right now in this country, but I'm going to stick to COVID right now and I'm going to give you some information that was some information you probably have not heard from the mainstream media. There is right now a situation where Israel is not allowing, it's banning entry to anybody who is vaccinated, not vaccinated, vaccinated. So I find that to be pretty interesting. I want you guys to take a listen and tell me what your thoughts are.
Well, the thing is, something very curious is happening, and people that we watch, like Alex Berenson and others, are noticing it. We don't know what it means. We're not pretending that we have any conclusions about this, but you cannot deny what we're seeing, and it's very interesting. Let's look at this next clip. This is from a mainstream publication in the UK. Most COVID deaths in England are now in the vaccinated. But here's why that shouldn't alarm you. Okay, that's beside the point. And let's look at the next one. This next clip is really interesting because this is a chart. It's a little hard to read, but it says in Europe, he said something really odd is going on. In Europe, we are seeing surges at many places where most of the population has already been vaccinated. At the same time, the 15 least vaccinated countries don't seem to face any problem. At some point, denying this problem will get painful. And you have Malta on top, which I believe is nearly 100% vaccinated. The UK and the Netherlands are very, very highly vaccinated. And they're the ones that are having these big surges right now, and nobody really understands it. Let's look at this next tweet. This is an interesting laboratory, Dr. Paul. Gibraltar is fully vaccinated every eligible citizen by April. Now, 2.5 months later, they have the third highest per capita rate of infection on Earth, with 80% of cases in the past 2 days being vaccinated. Apparently, 100% vaccination doesn't lead to zero COVID, and that's very fascinating. And one more, actually, and this is Israel, which we've always talked about, unfortunately for Israelis, but they really are a very good laboratory because of how aggressive their vaccination program was. Israel bans entry to vaccinated tourists in attempt to control their own spiking COVID numbers. And this is from the Jerusalem Post. It's not from some kooky offbeat paper. They're banning vaccinated people because the vaccinated people, they say at least, are spreading the COVID.
You're talking about a screwed up scientific system that's gone on here. It is so bad.
So these are things, I see these clips and I see doctors talking on behalf of this. And I know that a lot of the people on the left are going to be like, oh, but these doctors don't know what they're talking about. These doctors have been these doctors have been debunked. But the facts remain, these numbers cannot be changed. These are actual numbers. And it's interesting enough because it brings a big light into what we're witnessing right now. So basically what's happening here is the people that are vaccinated, right? The people that are vaccinated are actually becoming super spreaders. And we're having that issue where vaccinated people are actually hurting those that are not vaccinated, which is quite the opposite of what the effect of the vaccine should have been doing. Now, that being said, Dr. Q, as you guys know, is always sending me all these clips. He wanted my listeners, and unfortunately, I only have it on my phone, but he wanted all my listeners to take a listen to this and then make up your minds on your own. And I'm going to leave it at this because, to be perfectly honest, I'm not a scientist. I follow my gut on a lot of things. I like to believe that people are good. I like to believe the science community is doing this all for the good of the human race. I like to believe that there's no incentives behind this, but we all know how human nature works. We all know how human beings work. There's a lot of greed in this country, and there's a lot of people that are just trying to make money off of this. So again, I'm going to let you guys tune into this, and you guys tell me what you guys think about this.
To halt their use of coronavirus vaccines immediately after discovering potentially toxic side effects. Here's One America's Pearson Sharp.
More and more evidence from around the world is pouring in that raises doubts about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine for the Chinese coronavirus. Now, a new report from doctors in England calls for a complete cessation of using COVID vaccines on humans. That's according to the UK-based evidence-based medicine consultancy group, which submitted its findings to Britain's Department of Health, claiming there is, quote, more than enough evidence to declare the COVID-19 vaccines unsafe for use in humans. Doctors say after examining official public health records, they looked at a number of reported side effects from the vaccine, including bleeding and clotting, unexpected immune system reactions, unusual pain reactions, neurological responses, loss of sight, hearing, speech, or smell, or adverse reactions affecting pregnancy, including miscarriage. Researchers explained that the products in the vaccine are toxic to humans and called for an immediate halt to the vaccination program to conduct a full investigation into these harmful effects. According to the VAERS website, a U.S. government site which tracks adverse reactions to vaccines, nearly 6,000 people have died as a result of taking this vaccine. Some 20,000 more have been hospitalized. Nearly 2,000 others have come down with Bell's palsy, a paralysis of the facial muscles. And 44,000 people have checked themselves in to urgent care. That's not to mention the 5,900 life-threatening reactions people have had directly from receiving the vaccine, including 2,200 people who suffered heart attacks as a result of getting the injection. And this is all government data. According to VAERS, over 650 women have suffered miscarriages as a result of the vaccine, and some 4,500 people are now disabled, some permanently. These numbers are greater than all the other side effects of all the other vaccines in the entire world combined. This is not normal. But then again, this isn't a normal vaccine. It's experimental. In Israel, the government mandated that young people get vaccinated to attend in-person exams at school, only to see a massive spike in cases of severe heart inflammation, known as myocarditis. Reported cases of the potentially fatal heart condition were 25 times higher than normal, with authorities in Germany stepping up and announcing young people should avoid the vaccine because it's just too dangerous. If the rates in Israel are any indicator, the U.S. can expect over 150,000 young Americans to come down with similar symptoms. Even the CDC says it's investigating after the link between the vaccine and heart inflammation appears much worse than previously thought. In fact, the agency is holding an emergency meeting to discuss this very issue. To be clear, this is an experimental drug, and it's now being administered without proper testing or safety protocols, something that's never been done before for any other disease. And we're witnessing the consequences of that firsthand. Why do we need an experimental mandatory vaccine for a disease, by the way, which you have a 99.997% chance of surviving? Only time will tell the long-term consequences of rushing this vaccine to market. Although for some, it's already too late. For One America News, I'm Pearson Sharp.
Want to see more videos like this? Now again, I got this from Dr. Q. You guys know how he is about conspiracy theories and all that. OAN and One America News Network is, I wouldn't consider it the most reliable place to get news. But these are stats that you can't deny. These are stats that are government stats. So I always try to be as picky when I'm reading any article, and I try to go to the things that are factual, right? Because they're always going to give you opinions. I mean, you know, he was saying it, you know, why take the vaccine, all that stuff. I put that aside. I don't give a fuck about what his opinion is. I can care less about what his opinion is. I'm basically listening to the part where he's saying the actual data and the facts on this. And the data and the facts show that this is a pretty harmful fucking vaccine. Now, again, it was FDA approved today. It was FDA approved. I got the alert early in the morning that it was FDA approved. So, again, it leaves people to trust themselves, trust their own judgment, and make a decision based on what they feel. I'm against the fence. I don't think I'm going to take the vaccine, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I fall in that category, at least the category they had at the beginning of the vaccine, at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. I believe that herd immunity is key to everything. I believe that we have a strong immune system. I believe there's ways that we can boost up our immune system to fight this. We're not living during the Spanish flu where we had very, very little medical advances. We have a lot of different treatments. There is Regeneron, which is now available in most states, which has been available in most states. But the Governor DeSantis has been focusing his main attention on that. So if you do feel any symptoms, you should try to get the Regeneron, which is a booster of your immune system. Very different. It boosts your immune system, makes your immune system stronger to fight off the virus. That would be the route that I would probably go. Again, my wife is vaccinated. My children are not vaccinated, will not be vaccinated either. So as I've always promised, I will always be the voice of the American people. I've always told you this. We've got callers. We've got callers, thankfully. So that being said, it's been a pretty hectic weekend, guys. A lot of things are occurring all over the world. People are rioting in all sorts of countries. We're too consumed in our own stuff that we don't realize how bad it is in other countries. But I will tell you, other countries are having a lot of problems. They're having a lot of problems, a lot of issues, and they're fighting. I mean, Australia, we have Australia fighting against the mandates. We have Romania. We have different countries that are all over the world that are fighting right now because of these mandates that they're putting on top of them. And I applaud them because they're fighting for their freedoms. They're fighting for their fundamental rights. Again, it's your choice whether or not you want to take anything. The government does not control what goes into your body or comes out of your body or any of that. Now, always know this. There is a risk to everything. If we are wrong, and the vaccine is a good vaccine, and we've been wrong, there's also consequences to that. Keep in mind that we can also be spreaders, and we could be spreading it to other people that we love, and hurting loved ones. That's just food for thought. I always look at things from both sides. I always try to keep an open mind on things. And that's just the way that I've always looked at things. I mean, it's just the way that I like to look at life, period. So let's get to our listener. Let's see what our listener had to say.
Hey, Jace, it's your buddy Jason out here on the road. Just wanted to let you and your listeners know that over the last 2.5 months, I've driven about 17,000 miles from the southeast up to the northeast, out to the Midwest and back. And all I see is pro-Trump stickers, flags, and fuck Biden stickers and flags. So that's a great sign, and it only confirms what we already know, that Trump is the real president. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Chu. You guys calling in and giving him a hard time. You guys need to chill. Remember, he's taking care of his sick mother. He's got a lot going on in his life. So I wanted to give prayers up for Dr. Q and his family. And also, as Jace already knows, because we're both from the state of Florida, and I'm sure you guys are dealing with it much worse around the country, but we're dealing with the ridiculous mask mandate once again for public schools, and even private schools, to be honest. But I'm dealing with it personally, as I have a 6-year-old and a 5-year-old now going to the same elementary school. And unfortunately, since I'm on the road, I'm not able to fight tooth and nail like I want to. So I have good friends, even one, my buddy John, whose kids are already graduated from school, but he went down to the Hillsborough County School Board meeting in my place and basically gave them hell in the best of ways, of course. But I just want to urge everyone around the nation to just keep fighting, keep standing up against these mandates, because it's all BS and we know it. And the virus is very real, but the outrage around it is not. So let's keep standing together and fighting this tyranny and this nonsense. And I'm going to keep being as loud as possible and getting in their faces down here, because we've had enough, and we have rights, and we don't have to put up with this shit anymore. So God bless you guys. And be safe out there and keep fighting and keep being as loud as possible.
Well, all right, guys. So you heard it there. You heard it from Jason. We got to keep up the fight. We got to continue to fight for the rights that we have. I mean, listen, these are God-given rights. These are rights that we have here in America. That's why it's the land of the free. We should not be forced to do something that we do not want to do. Parents are responsible enough. We're not children. Americans know what they need to do with their kids. Okay. Remember, I will always be your voice. If you ever want to call in, you can call in. You can leave a voicemail. You will be anonymous. Our number is 310-498-5463. That's 310-498-5463. Or you can reach me at Jase, J-A-S-E, at therepublicannation.com. Now, I'm trying to find something because there was an interesting study that I saw. There was an interesting study that I did see that there's a study that I saw on okay, here we go. 47 studies, okay. And I'm going to send this link to somebody because there was a listener that wanted this to me to give her information on where she could find studies that show that masks are not good for kids. There was actually 47 studies. Okay, various face mask studies prove their ineffectiveness. Surgical mask, cloth face mask studies. The U.S. Center of Disease Control performed a study which showed that 85% of those who contracted COVID-19 during July 2020 were mask wearers. Just 3.9% of the study participants never wore a mask. Number two, facial protection for healthcare workers during pandemics, a scoping review. This study used 5,462 peer-reviewed articles and 41 grade literature. Conclusion, the COVID-19 pandemic has led to critical shortages of medical-grade PPE. Alternative forms of facial protection offer inferior protection. More robust evidence is required on different types of medical-grade facial protection. As research on COVID-19 advances, investigators should continue to examine the impact of alternatives of medical-grade facial protection. Disposable surgical face masks, a systematic review. Two randomized controlled trials were included involving a total of 1,453 patients. In a small trial, there was a trend towards masks being associated with fewer infections, whereas in a large trial, there was no difference in infection rates between the masks and the unmasked group. And they have all the links to every single study that was done here. 47 different studies that pretty much show, there's respiratory masks for prevention of viral respiratory amongst healthcare workers and the public, peer umbrella systematic review. Meta-analysis review says that there is a limited evidence to suggest that the use of masks may reduce the risk of spreading viral respiratory infections. So conclusion, 47 studies all saying the same exact thing. Masks do not work. I mean, we all know this. Deep down inside, we all knew this already. But unfortunately, they keep pushing it. They keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Now, let's talk. Now that I've gotten the whole COVID issue out and I've spent a good 20 minutes talking about COVID, I'm pretty much done with that. I'm going to go ahead and jump onto the emails to my listeners who have been emailing me. I am sorry if I've been neglecting you. I've just been extremely slammed with people calling, different things that I've been doing. And today was actually a day that not too many people called. So I got one question from Denise. Okay, hey, Jase, what's up, Republican Nation? I was listening to your show a couple days ago about COVID, and I wanted to share my experience with you and the Republican Nation. First, let me say that I am not a doctor, nor do I claim to be. Last year, around 1st of August, I developed a problem with my back. I went to the doctor, and being that my job requires a lot of lifting, he decided to put me off work until I could have an MRI done. Since the pandemic was full swing, the gears were turning slowly for anyone who didn't have COVID. While waiting for my MRI appointment, around the 1st of October, I suffered a heart attack. I'm sorry. I spent a few days in the hospital and then released and came home. The first week I was home, I had a flare-up and gout, which is very painful, and ended up sending me back to the ER. It is the second trip that I believe I caught COVID. I started to get sick the following week, and on top of that, one of my prescriptions was causing me some serious side effects. I ended up being sick for about 3 to 4 days, but even though I was recovering from a heart attack, battling gout, and fighting the side effects of my medication, I was no worse sick than I normally am with a cold. Okay, I know it was COVID because I was tested and I lost my sense of taste and smell for a week. I was 38 at the time of my heart attack, and I know that's not the most affected age range, but given my medical problems, the time I contracted COVID, if it was as dangerous as we've been led to believe, I should have been laid up in a hospital bed on a ventilator or worse. My wife also got COVID at the same time as me, and she even said that she has a worse time with the flu. She was sick a little longer than me, but her symptoms were not as bad as when she gets the cold or the flu. Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. Oh, by the way, my wife and I are working on a decal that I think you and my fellow Americans will like. When we are done with it, I will send you a file or a picture of it. I hope you will use it in your store. I would love to see it out there in the world for all to appreciate. Take care, brother, and keep up the great work. I listen every day. Thank you so much, Dennis, for being a listener. I know exactly who you are. I am sorry that at such a young age you had a heart attack. That on its own is very, very odd. It doesn't normally happen like that. People your age don't usually have heart attacks. But I'm glad you're sharing your experience for people to just listen. My whole goal has always been for people to draw up their own conclusions on this COVID-19. I've already made my decision. I do not want to persuade people not to take it. I do not want to persuade people to take it. I think it's that person's right to choose whether or not to take it, and it should not be forced upon them. All right, so I got keep up the good fight. Thought you found this funny, Cotlin. Okay, yeah, this is pretty funny. I persuaded over 900 people to drink my Kool-Aid, and then they have a picture of Tony Fauci, amateur. Damn, that's rough.
Come on, man.
That's a rough one. So that being said, I'm going to move on to Joe Biden's ridiculous presidency and his disastrous evacuation of Afghanistan. Now, I want to make the record clear. This has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Donald Trump had nothing to do with anything that's occurring right now. This is all Joe Biden. This is all Joe Biden. This is his responsibility. He has to own up to it. And the mainstream media needs to make him own up to it like they did to Donald Trump whenever he did something good or bad. They attacked him. So, to set the record straight, just so we can have an idea here of Joe Biden's greatness and what Joe Biden has offered the world and what Joe Biden has offered this country. Joe Biden has literally handed over to the Taliban so much equipment, so much weapons that it is shocking to think that this man happened to have handed over literally a region that will now be infested with terrorists, because that is what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen. It's the Patriot News Network. That is exactly what's going to happen. We are going to have America's less safe today than it was when Donald Trump was in office. It's a lot less safe than it was, shit, a couple days ago. And that's a fact. You can argue it all you want. Afghanistan has always been known as a region that it's always been a region that's been like a place, a safe haven for terrorists. Now, we have the southern border wide open for anybody to just walk right in. Who's to say terrorists are not already entering our country? We don't know. We're not vetting these people. It's easy to get into this country. Everyone knows it's easy to get into this country because they're doing it every single fucking day. We gave the Taliban $80 billion worth of military-grade weapons. $80 billion. Okay, that is scary. And it should scare the shit out of everybody, because these people were a threat to our country without this enormous amount of weapons. Now they have our technology. They have our capabilities, not to the fullest. Obviously, nobody can really match the United States capabilities in military. I mean, but everybody out there, every person, every specialist out there has said the exact same thing in reference to Joe Biden's handling this. He handled it extremely wrong. He handled it very amateur. He's not a good leader. We all know he's not a good leader, but the left chose him, and Dominion chose him, as well as, you know, the legislators that allowed all these laws to be broken during our election cycle. And no, I'm not here to whine about the election results or whatnot. We're all losing this battle. I mean, that's it. The bottom line is that we all lost here. Nobody won here. If anybody in their right mind thinks that anybody won this, nobody won. We all lost. Every single one of us lost due to this whole election. Everyone lost. We have an imbecile. We have literally an imbecile running the White House. I have no words that could describe this man, because that is the only word that comes into my mind. This guy has been wrong on every foreign policy issue his entire career in politics. The man has no common sense. Common sense would have told him to do things differently. But apparently Joe Biden doesn't even have that. And even with the shootings that have occurred in Kabul, with everything that's occurred in Kabul, even then, he's still trying to defend what's going on. I mean, it's crazy. I want back my money, my taxpayer dollars, for what you did, Joe. Since you gave away our money. So please, if you can go ahead and just give back our taxpayer dollars, since you just hand it out to anyone out there, I'd greatly appreciate it. So again, America, where are we at right now? Okay, where are we at right now? We're in a country that's chaotic. We're in a world that's chaotic. And we have a leader that cannot lead. He can't lead. And that is just a fundamental fact. We all know that this man cannot lead this country. We all know this guy does not know what he's doing. And it's sad. It is very, very sad. We are fighting back. We got to continue to fight back. Americans have to. Americans have to continue fighting back. We have to continue. We cannot let this country be overruled by imbeciles. Anybody who voted for this man, anybody who voted, is having some sort of buyer's remorse right now. And look. It's coming from all news outlets. It's coming from everywhere. Just so you guys can have an understanding of how people are looking at Joe Biden right now in the world. I just want you guys to have an understanding of this.
Tonight, the Biden regime raises the terrorism threat level here in America as a direct consequence of its own catastrophic Afghan chaos. Evening, everyone, and welcome to The Next Revolution. I'm Steve Hilton, and this is the home of positive populism, pro-worker, pro-family, pro-community, and always pro-America. So, with the 20th anniversary of 9/11 just days away, Biden throws away everything that's been spent these last two decades, trillions of dollars wasted, thousands of American lives lost, even more lives wrecked, as the mothers and fathers and wives and husbands and sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors of all our fallen heroes look on in disbelief and rage as this bumbling idiot in the White House, this barely lucid puppet of the establishment, this weak, incompetent, useless apology for a president, erases practically overnight whatever meager justification there ever was for this disastrous misadventure. With the head of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, this morning telling senators on a phone call that thanks to what is happening in Afghanistan right now, thanks to what Biden has done these last few weeks, we're going to be more at risk here in America. How the establishment laughed at Trump for his foreign policy inexperience. How they sneered at him. Oh, he's so ignorant. He doesn't know history. He hasn't read the right books. Well, maybe not, but he knew what he wanted. Peace through strength. And look what he delivered. China confronted, ISIS defeated, Iran depleted, America protected. And what have we got now? Now the establishment got their wish and put the great, highly experienced foreign policy genius Joe Biden into office. Chaos, calamity, weakness wherever you look. Chaos at the border as criminals and smugglers are emboldened. Chaos in the Middle East as Iran is emboldened. Chaos in the Far East as China is emboldened. And of course, unfolding right before our eyes, the worst chaos, the biggest calamity, the most embarrassing weakness of all, the abject humiliation of Biden's Afghan debacle. Where is Biden anyway, as the reputation of his regime and America's standing in the world collapses around him? Instead of leading, instead of helping, instead of directing some kind of effort, anything, to get Americans and our allies out, to advance our interests, to salvage something from the wreckage of his policies, Biden's busy playing politics. Sitting in his bunker, blaming everyone but himself for this fiasco. It's Trump's fault, he says. He negotiated a bad deal. My hands were tied. Oh, Biden's hands were tied, were they? Funny how they weren't tied when he totally reversed Trump's Iran policy, or his border policy, or his energy policy, or just about every other Trump policy Biden set about reversing the minute he was inaugurated. But no, just this one. Afghanistan, absolutely impossible to reverse. Nothing I could do. Sorry. What a joke. Now they're out trying to blame the intelligence agencies, throwing them under the bus. Listen to Biden lapdog, Congresswoman Jackie Speier, this morning.
This is a crisis of untold proportions. This is an intelligence failure. We underestimated the Taliban and overestimated the resolve of the Afghan army.
This is a crucial point and one we all need to dig into. They're trying to pretend that the intelligence agencies gave them the all clear to go ahead with a rushed retreat.
The intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Is it? Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
But hang on a second, that's not what others who were briefed on the intelligence say. Here's Congressman Michael McCaul, ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee today.
The strength of the Taliban, and you know, Jake, they didn't listen to the intelligence community, because every time I got an IC briefing, an assessment, it was probably the grimmest assessment I've ever heard on Afghanistan.
So let's just be very clear what's going on here. This is shaping up to be a scandal of Iraq WMD proportions. Biden and the Democrats are blaming the intelligence for this disaster. They never told us this could happen. They said it would be fine if we pulled out overnight. There's no way the Taliban could take over. But based on what Michael McCaul is saying about the intelligence, Biden is lying. So is Congresswoman Jackie Speier. So are all the Democrats who are trying to shift blame onto the intelligence agencies. Let's play the crucial tape one more time.
Our intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Is it? Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
Right, that was July the 8th. This is what every so-called journalist in Washington should be focused on finding out. What exactly was Biden told by the intelligence agencies, and did he lie about it in that July 8th press conference? Biden's blaming the intelligence, he's blaming Trump. Next, he'll be blaming the Delta variant for his Afghan disaster, or people who don't wear masks, or racism, anything and anyone except the person who's actually responsible, himself. Yes, Trump wanted to end the Afghan war and bring our troops home, but he gave the Taliban conditions and threatened consequences if they broke them. As Iran's terror chief, Qasem Soleimani, found out, those were no idle threats. Instead, from Biden, we got nothing but weakness and ineptitude in pursuit of a transparently political deadline of getting out by September the 11th. The very fact that he just had to send another 5,000 troops back in shows how little proper planning went into getting them out. But Biden's desperate attempts to shift blame aren't fooling anyone, even his own side. Here's Ryan Crocker, who was handpicked by Obama to be America's ambassador in Kabul when, let's remember, Biden was vice president.
it is beyond disingenuous for the president to say now we've made all these inputs and that's up to them to fight for their own country when he embraced the process and he owns it lock, stock, and barrel, President Trump's process, guaranteeing that the government would probably not survive.
He said in another interview, quote, I'm left with some grave questions in my mind about his, Biden's, ability to lead our nation as commander-in-chief, to have read this so wrong, or even worse, to have understood what was likely to happen and not care. Biden's attempts to avoid accountability and responsibility are truly shameful. But there's something even worse. The disgusting spectacle of the authors of 2 decades of American woe, 2 decades of death and destruction, somehow trying to extract some sick vindication from all this. See, we were right all along. We need more troops over there. The war must go on forever, insist the neocon lunatics. The media try and blame Trump, but no one points out that if there's one president and one administration that really deserves to be held accountable for the catastrophe of Afghanistan, it's George W. Bush, who squandered the world's goodwill over 9/11, diverting the focus from legitimate intervention in pursuit of Al-Qaeda and instead lying to take us to war in Iraq. But of course, the media won't say anything against Bush because he hates Trump, so they love him. And the brazen neocons keep going like a bunch of bloodthirsty zombies. We saw it just this morning, the dark queen of them all, Liz Cheney. This woman who sacrificed her own sister for her political career, now touring the TV studios to exploit America's humiliation in pursuit of her own deranged personal vendetta. How dare they? How dare they, after all they've done to this country and the world, still after all these years, all this evidence of their twisted ideologies, utter failure. They want more. More troops, more equipment, more foreign adventures, always more war. We know why. Because war is the Cheney family business, fought by other people's children for their personal gain. War is the corrupt military-industrial complex's business, the clueless defense and security establishment's business, all of them getting rich as the world burns. Finally, with President Trump, we had a leader who stood outside that disastrous, corrupt groupthink, and showed there is a different way. You don't have to invade other countries to defend this one. You don't have to send young Americans to their deaths to save lives here. Peace through strength. For 4 years it worked. But now we're back to the worst of it all, under Biden, the feeble puppet of a failed establishment. It's not peace through strength. It is the exact opposite. Chaos through weakness.
Got it. That was amazing. He just lit him up on fire. And for the record, today the Pentagon has confirmed that more troops are going to Afghanistan. So there you have it, guys. That was a simple breakdown of everything that was happening and everything that's happened in this country since Joe Biden has taken over. This is the facts. The facts don't lie. And this is sad that our country has been led in this direction, because people, once again, they voted not on their best interest, but voted on anger and hate. This is what happens when you vote against someone because you don't like their tweets or their personality, instead of voting on someone who's gonna put America first. Again, guys, I will be your voice forever. I will continue to fight the good fight. You can always leave a voicemail at a number dedicated to the Republican Nation. That's 310-498-5463, 310-498-5463. Or you can also email me at Jase, J-A-S-E, at therepublicannation.com. If you want to visit the store, you can visit the store, therepublicannationstore.com. A lot of people have asked me where they can purchase the shot glasses that we have. The way we are doing that is basically via PayPal. You can send the total $7, which includes the shipping. You can send it directly to our PayPal account, which is arepublicannation@gmail.com. That's the letter arepublicannation@gmail.com. You send $7. Make sure you put a note with your address, and we'll ship out the shot glasses straight to you. Thank you so much, guys. God bless. I hope to hear from you guys, and I hope to wake up tomorrow morning to several voicemails on your concerns and on what's going on in this country, because this needs to stop.
It is time for our politicians to summon the bravery and determination of our American ancestors. It is time. It is time to plant our flag and to protect the greatest of this nation for citizens of every race, in every city, and every part of this glorious land. For the sake of our honor, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our union, we must protect and preserve our history, our heritage, and our great heroes is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
We will make America great again.